This is Live and Local, your local performance connection. I'm Kevin Kelly. Today's show will be a collection of some highlights of previous shows. Pianist Sam Ginger, who is a doctoral student at the University of Illinois, was with us in May of 2011 and played a few things live in the studio. Also with us in November of 2010 were the classical guitarist Jason Vio and the bandoneon player Lydia Kaminska. They were both playing with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra that weekend, and they played some Piazzolla for us live in our studio as well. And also we had, for the second time, the barbershop quartet from the Champaign-Urbana Suite Adelines called Illusion. They were in town for their fall show that year. I think that was in 2010. They had a couple of tunes for us. So, highlights from live performances on Live and Local. We're going to start with Jason Vio and Lydia Kaminska. And they began with the complete first movement of Piazzolla's Concerto for Guitar and Bandoneon. The first movement has no orchestra at all. So it's just those two instruments. Enjoy here on Live and Local. Thank you. I didn't quite expect the end just all of a sudden right there. Very delicate.
I know.
So that was a bit of an improvisation
that
you just did there. Lydia Kaminska on the bandoneon and Jason Vio on the guitar. We heard the opening movement, this solo and then duet movement from Piazzolla's Double Concerto for those instruments and string orchestra, which you can hear in its entirety in performances tonight and tomorrow with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, Karen Lynn Deal conducting. And the concert includes some other music of Piazzolla. Oblivion is the name of the piece, I think. Are you guys involved in that? That's just for the orchestra?
No, it's for oboe and orchestra.
Oh, that's an oboe version?
Yes,
there's so many different versions of that piece. Because
there
is one for the quintet, you know, Piazzolla's quintet.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I arranged it for Suvin Kim and the violinist and F.A. Baltachigil, the cellist in Philadelphia Orchestra. I mean, his music is infinitely adaptable to so many different things. I mean, and it's the kind of thing, if you know the chords and know the tune, it's like a jazz chart almost. You know, you can make it fit with a lot of different instruments.
Yeah. Do you ever play electric guitar, Jason?
I have an electric guitar, and when I was in college in Cleveland in the 90s, you know, I used to play on it, like play jazz gigs and improvise and. I haven't played an electric guitar. The last time I played an electric guitar was for a Stephen Mackey electric guitar and string quartet piece.
Well, I was curious if you had ever played any of the Piazzolla pieces in their quintet version, which are
with
usually
electric,
for electric guitars.
That's right. Yes. No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
but you've done.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Done,
quintet
I've
versions.
Done many times, and actually, I will be playing next January. No. March or April in New York, and then it will involve electric guitarist. I love the sound of electric guitar also in quintet. It gives this different flavor. Yeah. Color,
he treats it
color.
More of almost a rhythm instrument in the quintets a lot of the time.
Guitar?
Yeah.
Yes, but it has some...
Piazzolla, melodic passages.
Piazzolla always involved all musicians one way or another, so there at some point every musician has a place to improvise or has some solos.
I read here just a second ago that you did something kind of recently or with Plácido Domingo?
Yes, I did with actually Pablo Zinger, who also played with Piazzolla.
Oh, right, the pianist.
Yes, we played in the Washington Constitution Hall.
So what was that like to work with Domingo?
It was amazing. He's like most humble man in the world and so nice and, of course, great musician.
I was going to say, I hear he sings pretty well, too.
Yes, it's amazing in his age. I mean, he's amazing. Still doing great.
Yeah. You guys are going to do another thing together, aren't you?
Yeah, we can play something. We'll play a Piazzolla tango.
Yeah.
Originally for flute and guitar. If we got time.
Yeah.
I think we, so.
About how long is it?
It's about 6 or 7 minutes. We better start it pretty
Make
soon.
Make it six, right? And then we'll be fine.
We'll play just faster.
So this is Café 1930.
Oh, it's a great piece.
From the L'Histoire du Tango.
Yeah. Thank you. You heard guitarist Jason Vio with bandoneon player Lydia Kaminska live in our studio back in November of 2010, November 12th. They were in town that weekend to play with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra at concerts in Bloomington and Springfield. They played the double concerto by Astor Piazzolla, which is for those two instruments plus strings. And they ended our program with Piazzolla's Café 1930 from his History of the Tango. And we enjoyed having them here very much, and I thought today might be a good day to play some highlights from past shows, and we've got two more to come, including pianist Sam Ginger and the barbershop quartet of women called Illusion. Today's broadcast on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled A Century of Stories and Sounds from the Stage, Music, Dance, and Theater in America. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. Sam Ginger is a versatile pianist who has won concerto competitions with symphony orchestras. He's played in funk and jazz bands and even written music to Robert Frost poems. Also gives many concerts for kids. He's a doctoral student at the University of Illinois in piano performance. And back in May of 2011, just last year, May 31st exactly, he was playing at the Iron Post in Urbana that evening, and he came to our studio during Live and Local to spend the hour with us and played a representative variety of the sort of things he was doing that night. And he began his session with one of Bach's French suites, played on our wonderful, not-quite-Steinway Yamaha Clavinova in our studio, live on Live and Local. Thank you. Live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, Sam Ginger performing one of the French suites of Johann Sebastian Bach. Sam, I was looking at your bio that you were kind enough to send me earlier today and see a number of competitions that you've either won or placed in or did very well at, including two at the University of Illinois here, where you're a doctoral student. One of them when you were doing, I guess, your master's degree?
That's true.
One of the winners of the UI Symphony Orchestra Concerto competition 4 years ago. And then this other one just 2 years ago, where you did a newly commissioned work for the 21st Century Piano Commission competition. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's this wonderful opportunity for students at U of I apply to, and in teams, composer and pianist, and then you are able to do a concert in Krannert, a full program of between classical pieces that the pianist has the opportunity to play part of the program, and then also the composer writes a new piece. And I had the great opportunity to work with Jimmy Bunch, and he wrote a newly commissioned work for Krannert, and it was just a great experience. And it was a good challenge because it was a very, very long full program and a variety of stuff on there. And I was also really fortunate to have the opportunity, and I was also able to play a few of my compositions on the recital, which was a lot of fun. So that was a blast, and then a really great opportunity. And then the concerto competition that's held annually at the school as well, I was fortunate to have the opportunity to play at Krannert, the Ravel left-hand piano concerto, back in 2007 in December. And it's a really, really neat piece. Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right arm in World War I, commissioned a lot of famous composers to write concerti for him. And he continued to make a career as a concert pianist with one arm. So that was a really fun opportunity too. So I was able to perform that piece in Krannert, which is just so amazing to have the chance to play there.
With the symphony orchestra, you've
also
heard.
Yeah.
So I've always been curious about that particular piece. If a two-armed pianist, or at least a pianist whose both arms are working perfectly fine, plays the left-hand concerto, do you cheat?
Maybe if you're recording it. No, you can't cheat on stage. But one friend jokingly said that I should put on a white glove on my right hand and play the last note in the piece with my right hand. But,
and did you?
No.
You just did the whole thing with the left?
Yeah,
Well, why would you? I mean, as somebody with two arms that work perfectly fine, why would you choose to have played that one on a concerto competition?
I think that the way the piece is written, when Ravel wrote the piece, you know, he was writing it in mind for the left hand, and it's supposed to be, you know, it is a challenge for the left hand, but at the same time, it's just amazing what textures and colors and sounds you can make with this composition. And I think that doing it with if you cheated and used the right hand, it might sound differently. It's just not gonna. I think that there needs to be a struggle in the music. And
I guess what I mean is, why would you have chosen to play a left-handed concerto?
I was just back in. I actually started working on this piece my sophomore, junior year in undergrad, studying at UNC with Thomas Otten, and it was this piece just really appealed to me. My teacher at the time told me to go listen to several different piano concertos, and I heard this one, and I was blown away by how beautiful it was, and especially the slow middle theme. And I was just really taken with it, and I was also pretty amazed listening to the recording that it was just one hand, and so I just really wanted to try to learn the piece.
And of course, you assume that whoever recorded it didn't cheat either.
Yeah. There's no knowing, but
That's right. Unless he had a video of the process.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing any of your own pieces tonight at the Iron Post?
I might. If I do, I need to go home this afternoon and relearn them. It's kind of embarrassing. I can't play my own pieces right now. But yeah, I might try to work up one piece. It's a classical piano composition, sort of a newer piece, and it's or new as in 21st century style, and it's a piano etude, and it's written about I'm really interested in astronomy, and I wrote this etude on the moon Io, which is one of Jupiter's
moons,
Galilean satellites. Yeah, there's four really big moons pretty close into Jupiter. Jupiter has like 68 moons or something, so I ambitiously wanted to write a piano etude for each moon, but of course, I've only done one, and I did it like 4 years
ago.
Yeah,
you better get cracking.
That project's on hold.
But, yeah, if you do it one every 4 years, I don't think you're going to make it, Sam.
I'll have to live a really long time. Yeah.
Well, be thinking about what you're going to play for us next. As I mentioned that on today's program today, we have support from St. Joseph Apothecary. In St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs, St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WYLL. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, and we're pleased to have Sam Ginger on the show with us, playing a variety of music that is representative of what you can hear him play live at the Iron Post tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. That's in downtown Urbana. So, what did you pick?
Well, I decided to, we did Baroque and then we did Novelty Rag, so I'm going to jump back in the middle. I'm going to jump back, you know, 100-odd years, and I wanted to play a little Grieg, a Norwegian composer, Romantic period, and he has some really wonderful music, and I was fortunate, the teacher I studied with growing up all through high school, she introduced me to this composer, and he has 66 lyric pieces that he composed, and they're all very short and beautiful pieces, and really great for high school students. And so I was lucky to kind of discover this composer back in high school. So I wanted to play one really short, one of his lyric pieces from, again, I said he composed 66 of them through spanning his entire lifetime. And if there's time, I'd also like to play a from... he wrote a suite in antique style. He called it Holberg, from Holberg's time, and it's known as the Holberg Suite. He also orchestrated it, and it's a popular composition that a lot of high school orchestras play. But he also wrote an arrangement for piano, and I think I'd like to play at least the first movement of that.
Sure.
The prelude.
But I was thinking, I'm not sure I know the Holberg Suite. And his piano, was the piano original? And then the string piece came later?
I should know, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm not sure which came
first.
That's
usually the way it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not sure I've heard the piano version. Well, so by all means, let's hear both of them.
Yeah,
then.
So do that. But I'll start with from Grieg's lyric pieces, Opus 12, the Arietta. This is the prelude from Grieg's Holberg Suite.
It was pianist Sam Ginger, who's a doctoral student at the University of Illinois, who was playing live on our Yamaha Clavinova in Studio F here at the WYLL Studios back in May of last year. He was playing that evening at the Iron Post in Urbana. Quite a varied program. He also did some rags on our show, some novelty pieces, and mixed it up with some jazz tunes and other things on that concert and also in the show, which we were highlighting on today's edition of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible by Parkland College Theater, presenting the dramatic thriller Frozen from Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 29th. Frozen explores the intricate relationships between a criminal psychologist, a grief-stricken mother, and a serial killer. Adult language and themes. Information and reservations are available at 351-2528. In October of 2010, the barbershop quartet Illusion came in our studio to preview their fall show, the fall show of the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines, who are a female barbershop chorus. And they began their segment with an explanation of the program title for the Sweet Adelines show, which was, "We've Got Your Number." So what is the deal with "We've Got Your Number," a tribute to cell phones?
What can we say?
I don't know. I'm asking.
The cell phones have become such an important part of our society, and many of us in the chorus are cell phone challenged. Mm-hmm. And so we've got parodies and songs that loosely weave into cell phones with some personal anecdotes, and it's pretty clever.
I believe that there is a concerto for orchestra and cell phones.
Oh, really?
Goodness.
Which I think is probably a joke, you know, to encourage people to, well, as long as you're not going to turn them off, you might as well use them in the concert. We got something like that going on?
Well, was what we had aimed for the second half, and we couldn't get that, so that's why it's all in one act.
But you didn't ask me to come in and bring my orchestra or something like that. We could have done it as a halftime show. Illusion was kind enough to come to a prairie ensemble concert last April.
That's right. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Our halftime performers.
Well,
yeah.
We enjoyed that.
It was a treat to have you. So, and I see it says quartets abound at this show.
Two.
Betty puts up two fingers.
Yes.
Joni put up two fingers there. Uh-huh. You're one of them.
Yes.
Are you also the other one?
We tried.
But no, we are not. And we also have what we refer to as a VLQ, which is a very large quartet.
Meaning
more than four.
But not the whole course.
Yes.
So what does that mean, though, really?
A VLQ?
Yeah.
People who might like to sing in a quartet, but maybe lack the confidence to do so, might choose to sing with another person singing the same part. So you might end up with six or eight people in the group that want to do a song on their own.
And how does that affect intonation if you have two on a part? I know if you're talking about instruments, it's usually not advisable.
It's all about balance, and so you get used to who you're singing with and who your strong sounds are, and learn to balance it out and beef it up if you need to, and they do very well.
Do you not have other quartets in the chorus currently?
No.
At this point, we're the only actual registered quartet in the chorus, but this new quartet is think that they are very, very good. They've been practicing for a short time now, and they're all relatively new to the quartetting experience and sounding very, very good.
Very good.
So they just don't have the confidence yet, as you said.
Oh, they've just found each other, so maybe this will be the catalyst for them.
Yeah. Well, two questions for you. Hopefully I'll remember the second after I ask the first. You said registered quartet. What does that mean?
pay your money.
We're registered with Sweet Adelines International as a registered quartet. Our name is can't be used by anybody else until we decide to hang up our tap shoes. And and we can compete in our regional contest. You have to be a registered quartet to do that.
And how did you do in your latest regional contest?
We did fairly well. Not as good as we wanted to.
I don't remember. Top 10.
Yeah, we were top 10.
But I don't remember where we were.
How many choruses? How many choruses in your
region
mm-hmm. which is Illinois?
Part of I-80, south of I-80, and through, and we have Iowa and part of Missouri.
Part of Missouri, all the way to Columbia,
and
Missouri.
And the number of choruses is
13, I think.
I thought about 16, mm-hmm. but usually 13 or so compete.
And I hear you guys took first place.
Yes,
it's a small chorus. Mm-hmm.
How well? What is a small chorus?
Under 30,
first of all, congratulations.
35 and under.
35 under. Mm-hmm. And then how big does it get in this district?
Oh, in this district?
Our probably 80, 90.
Region,
yeah.
80 or 90.
Really?
Members. Mm-hmm.
And what about these choruses like the group that I played? Who was that?
Lions Gate.
How big are they?
Oh, 150 or
really?
So
yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Or more.
They sounded pretty huge.
They were excellent. We think they should have won last year.
Yeah, we were at international.
Oh, that's right. They were second place.
Yes,
yeah,
but should have been first.
Should have been first.
Ooh, really?
They were good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, speaking of good and excellent, what was my second question?
I said you were going to remember. You hoped you would remember.
Oh, yeah, you said, I do remember. You said they referred to the quartetting experience. How is the quartetting experience different from the chorus experience?
Oh, a lot different. You're up there alone, for one thing, singing your part.
Yes.
And you have to learn to blend with the other three, make it balanced, make the vowels all match.
But you got to do that in the chorus too, right?
Do that in the chorus also.
But there seems to be a mental thing about the safety in numbers, mm-hmm. and it's less
threatening
is a very good word in the chorus than it is in the quartet. And yes, you have to balance, but when you have different numbers of people, how you balance it is different in the quartet than it is in the chorus. I find that my placement is not different when I'm singing, but my vocalization is different. Volume is different.
What do you mean by placement?
Where the sound comes out, my resonance.
Doesn't come out of your mouth?
It does.
Yes.
It might resonate,
hopefully.
It might resonate through, above your eyes, or it might resonate in your nose. Sometimes you need to keep that sound forward as opposed to wanting to sing it back in the back of your throat. And the longer you sing in a quartet, the more aware of those particular things you become. It's a really great experience. I think it makes everybody a better chorus member.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
To do quartetting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like male barbershoppers do Sweet Adeline, chorus singers do tags.
Oh,
yes.
In a hallway, in bathrooms, everywhere.
Elevators.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could I get you to do one?
Oh, my gosh. A tag.
Yeah. You must know.
Do we?
Don't we do?
Please don't give my daddy?
No.
That's not my best tag.
Okay, what's your best tag? The tag is...
This is exactly what happens, right? I mean, if you were in awesome hallway, you'd be doing exactly this conversation.
Yes. That's right. And there's always one person in the group, and it might be four, and it might be a VLQ, that knows all four parts and can teach everybody that part, uh-huh. and then you try and ring it. And for people who don't know, a tag is that last part of the song that is the climax and the ending. It might be three or four.
How about behind?
Measures. Yeah. Behind. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We can do that one.
All right. Gather around the microphone.
Okay.
The other microphone here.
Okay.
This is the quartet Illusion from the Champaign-Urbana Suite, Adeline.
Singing
a tank. Well, that's how they always are, right? They're cold.
Pretend you're in the bathroom.
Anybody gets to set it.
Behind when I leave the world. Behind.
There you go.
There you are.
That's it.
That's the tag.
Well, you know, when I used to direct the Illini Statesman chorus some years ago here, you know, I would try to. I was one that always had to be taught the tags because I was not a born and bred barbershopper, and I found it really difficult to hold on to those things. You know, just memorize them at all. But I guess
well, and they actually published now. You can buy
a book of tags,
but you rarely see those at functions because, you know,
someone
will know it.
That's cheating. Yeah. You need to have those. Vern Knapps and Becky McDuffie's in the group that will teach you those tags and all four parts that are required.
Well, Vern Knapp is somebody I know. He's a local bass, and I gather Becky is a local.
She's a lead in our
lead and knows it all.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
Well, as long as we got you around the microphone and about 2 feet away from me, what's one of the songs you brought?
We're going to do one that's relatively new for our quartet, and it's called Lucky Day.
I'm sitting on top of this great big wonderful world, for this is my lucky day, lucky day. Oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky, this is my lucky day, 'cause I'm all in clover, feel good all over. I wanna shout hooray, hooray. I found a horse, you couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. And oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover singing a song. Good fortune's with me all the day long. And oh, oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Oh, this is my lucky day. My lucky, lucky day.
Yeah, pretty good for a new chorus. I mean, for a new tune.
Is that bad?
No, I was just going to ask you, how long does it take you to whip up a new song?
We're a slow learning quartet. Yeah.
But this one we have only had for about a month.
So a month of how many rehearsals a week do you do?
We rehearse twice a week, Monday nights and Wednesday mornings. And that's kind of a perk. Not many quartets can have the time to rehearse that frequently. Most are down to one night a week, but we all have the availability during the day, so we can do a night rehearsal and usually a very profitable morning rehearsal. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I hope that doesn't mean you've all lost your jobs.
No.
Not all of us. Some of us are retired.
Oh, okay.
And my job is at school during the day, so I have to be back on the job at 3. So, as long as the school doesn't call and say somebody threw up, I'm good.
She's good.
What, are you the janitor?
No, she's a mom. I'm a mom. Ooh, that would be a bad job. Yeah. I don't want that.
Well, I had to. Never mind, actually.
Never mind. Okay.
My cat was interrupting my breakfast this morning. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, yes.
Over and over.
Husband loves when that happens.
Yeah, I bet he does. So, real women, real harmony, real fun. Is that tagline for the CU Adeline, Sweet Adelines particularly?
Yes.
It's international.
It is international.
Especially for us. It's a membership program that we're using right now.
So real women as opposed to?
Fake women.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was getting at, but what does that mean?
That was the last guy of the quartet that said that. Oh. Real women. Take a chance. Come out and sing with us. Do something good for yourself.
Because it is fun.
Because, we rehearse
We're just regular folks.
Regular, I think that's what they, just regular people.
Professional musicians. No. We don't have, we're all people who have jobs and families and obligations. And on Tuesday night, we leave them at the door and come in and the fun that is had on Tuesday night is really, really good. The fellowship, the music is all, well, you have to actually experience it to to believe it. But usually, once you come in, it snags you and your good is gone. Yep. So
the show is called We've Got Your Number.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Illusion right here in front of us. Chris Riefsteck, Betty Wiseman, Joni Coquet, and Michelle Riefsteck. And we've got one more.
Okay.
We could do.
What's it going to be?
Shall we do the gospel number?
Sure.
We're going to do our gospel number. It's called In That Great Getting Up Morning.
Oh, I like that tune.
I'm going to blow the right pitch because they get very angry when I don't do that.
I would too.
Yeah.
Especially if it was too high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment fairly well, fairly well. I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment fairly well, fairly well. There's a better day a coming fairly well, fairly well. There's a better day a coming fairly well, fairly well. In that great getting up morning fairly well, fairly well. In that great getting up morning fairly well, fairly well.
When you see the lightning flashing
fairly well, fairly well, then you'll hear the thunder crashing fairly well, fairly well.
When you see the stars have fallen
fairly well, fairly well,
hear old Gabriel's trumpet calling
fairly well, fairly well. In that great getting up morning fairly well, fairly well. In that great getting up morning fairly well, fairly well. When you see the lightning flashing, then you'll hear the thunder crashing. When you see the stars a-falling, then you'll hear the chariots coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots are coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots are coming.
So glad,
chariots are coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white road in the heaven I know.
Long white road in heaven I know. Long white road in heaven I know. Good news, chariots are coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots are coming.
So glad,
chariots are coming, and I don't want to be left out.
In that
gray getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. In that gray getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. In that gray getting up morning, fairly well, fairly well. In that gray getting up morning, fairly well.
Live on Live and Local in October of 2010. It was the Barbershop Quartet Illusion from the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines. They were in our studio to promote the Sweet Adelines fall show that year. And hope you enjoyed today's highlights program with pianist Sam Ginger earlier and also guitarist Jason Vio and bandoneon player Lydia Kaminska. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. We have support for our program today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 204-203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday, it's a tasting of wines that are Rhones or reminiscent of the region, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by Desafinado. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 43 degrees, coming up on a minute past 1 o'clock. Rain this afternoon. We'll have a high in the upper 40s. And then snow tomorrow with a high only around 28 degrees.